You're listening to Archer Radio.
Today is... Oh, this is Archer from Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, December 26th. 2005, and I'm recording this Monday evening for Tuesday, and I already made a mistake. I should say that I am, which is, doesn't have any indication of why I'm talking like this, but I am enjoying some white wine tonight, some Little River White by Piedmont Vineyards and Winery in, where are they from? They're in Virginia, but they're in... I can't think of the place they're from. Somewhere in Virginia. I've had about two glasses, so, because I'm thinking of the boyfriend, so. But this Little River White is actually, it's okay. It's not the greatest white wine we've had. It's like a, well, it is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay that they produce. And it's okay. It's actually got a little bit of a bitter bite to it, but it's sweet and fruity, and I'm drinking it anyway. So that's probably why I'm already making little mistakes, but I'm going to, while I'm recording this, I'm going to go ahead and get on Skype and see if there's anybody on Skype just to maybe have a chat with, but if not, I've got plenty of things to talk about tonight. At least I have a list. I don't know how long it'll take me to talk about them, but let's log on to Skype and see if anyone's there. Oh, it's going to tell me that there's a new version and I don't want to download the new version, so... Yep. Update now or update later? I'll update later. And there's one person online, and it's David. I believe that's David, our conservative friend. I'm not sure, but maybe he'll say, oh, I guess I should put myself on Skype me. So people will Skype me. Now, if someone calls in, we will take it, but let's go ahead and talk about the day. Because, as you know, that's my boring podcast. I just talk about the day and talk about myself and music and wine and stuff. Well, I had plans to take my old iMac to the eBay auction store, but they were open, but I didn't find out until it was too late, so I already had too many other things to do, so I did not take it there today, but I have it all set up and ready to go, and I'm definitely going to take it on Thursday. But what I did instead is I went to the boyfriend's house, because he's been gone now since Thursday, so his plants and his Christmas tree need to be watered. So I went over to his place, and I took his present, the DVD VCR that I bought him, and the new cell phone I got him, and dropped those off under his Christmas tree. And his Christmas tree was bone dry. There was not a bit of water in the container. So I filled it up to the very top, because now we won't be able to water it until Thursday. So I checked out his plants, and he probably has 10 plants or so, and they were all really dry. So I watered all the plants too. And he had a package at the front desk, so I brought up his package, and it was chocolates. And he said in an email that I could have eaten the chocolates, but I didn't eat the chocolates. I put them in the refrigerator so they wouldn't melt. And then I went down and got all of his mail. His mailbox was a little bit stuffed, so I took all the mail out and brought it up to his... left it on his dining room table, so that when I bring him home on Thursday night, he'll be able to go through it. So that was nice of me to do that. And then after that, I went to the boyfriend's. I started running errands, because I had a lot of little stops to make today. Let me see. I went to World Market after the boyfriend's house, because I'm looking for a wine rack or a wine stand or something where I can put... Is that music a little loud? Or maybe just that part is a little loud. Let me turn it down just as... Air. Anyway, I went to World Market looking for this wine rack thing, and I couldn't find anything that I liked. Basically, what I'm looking for is a, it's like a stand that holds like, I don't know, 12 bottles of wine, but then has a place to hang your wine glasses. Your enough space for like 6 red wine glasses and 6 white wine glasses. But I couldn't find anything, because I want this because I want to be able to put my decanter that the boyfriend gave me on top with some wine glasses on, you know, with it. But I couldn't find anything I liked there. But what they did have on sale, because today was the big sale day, were red wine glasses. And I do not own red wine glasses. I only have some white wine glasses. So I went ahead and bought 6 red wine glasses. They were on sale for $3 a piece. So that was pretty cheap. And now I have red and white wine glasses. Of course, I'm using a white wine glass tonight. And let me take a sip of this wine. Yeah, it's all right. It's not the greatest. So then after I went to World Market and got my glasses, I went to Home Depot because I am going to, well, I'm not going to, I did. I had plans to do 2 little plumbing jobs, and I needed some plumber's putty, and I needed these little, those shelf supports for inside your kitchen cabinets because I broke the other ones yesterday. And I found everything I needed and, you know, purchased it. I actually got one more piece of plumbing equipment. I was going to replace the drain in my bathroom sink, but well, I'll talk about the plumbing projects later. But I got all the pieces I needed, and then I went from there to Eckert. I don't know if you have Eckerts all over the country, but we have Eckerts in Virginia. Oh my goodness, burping wine! Please forgive me. I know so many of you hate that, but you know, it's like natural. It just comes out when it's ready to come out. Kind of like shit. Anyway, I went to Eckert simply because I wanted to check out the stuff they had on sale, the Christmas things on sale. Because I tend to try to buy my Christmas cards when they're on sale. And they didn't have any Christmas cards on sale. I'm going to have to check out, you know, another place where they have Christmas cards. But I did get a few things, like some candles they had on sale and some stuff like that. And then, well, they also had lube on sale, the kind of lube that the boyfriend and I enjoy, so I got that. Then I went from Eckert to the gas station where this is so boring. This is terrible telling you every little thing I did. But just, you know, shit's going on. I mean, that's just kind of shit I have to do. So I went to the gas station, paid $2.19 for a gallon of gas. And then I cleaned out my car because, you know, you might remember a couple weeks ago when we used my car to get the boyfriend's Christmas tree, and we got needles all on the back of the car. And the boyfriend promised me that he would vacuum out my car. Well, did he ever do it? No. So I've been having needles sitting in the back of my SUV for at least 3 weeks. So I said, I'm tired of this. I'm taking a little trip on Wednesday, so I need to have my car cleaned. So I usually will pay the $22, whatever it is, and have people do it completely for me, but I wasn't anywhere near that gas station today, so I did it myself. I vacuumed out the car myself and then just ran through the cheap car wash there. But I hadn't had my car washed for probably 2 months, so it was ready for a car wash. So got that done. And then I went to the art store because I'm working on art, and I picked up this thing is called, actually, what is the name of it? I have it right here. It's called a self-healing cutting mat. And it's when you cut paper or whatever you're cutting. It's a surface, it's a hard surface, so you can cut something. And then if you slice into it, it seals up itself. I don't know how it does it, or, you know, it's made out of some kind of gel, I guess, or something. But I used it this afternoon, and every time I put a slice in it, the place where I sliced it closed right up, so I think that's kind of cool. And then I got some paper, some acid-free paper to print artwork on, because I'm going to be doing that with the boyfriend, with my artist friend Bob. But so then I went, and after I got all the art stuff, I went to get my lottery tickets, because I remember I was telling you about my father sent me scratch tickets in the Christmas card he sent me. Well, I won $4 on the scratch ticket, so I took that with me to the, I guess I got it at 7-Eleven, and got my cashed in my scratch ticket and then bought my Mega Millions tickets for tonight. So hopefully I will win the lottery. God, I would love to win the lottery. I can't tell you how much I would love to win the lottery. But we'll see. And then after I did all of that, I came home and I was dead tired because I had been running for like 2 hours and doing all that stuff. But and I would usually like to lay on the couch and watch some TV, but I didn't. I got right to work, putting everything away. And then, you know, I said that on Christmas Day that I cleaned my house. Well, I didn't clean the bathrooms. So today, when I got home and put all that stuff away, I cleaned the bathrooms and I put up a new shower curtain liner in the boyfriend's bathroom so that he'll have a nice fresh bathroom when he comes back. And then, shit, same shit, different day. Well, actually, after that, I did move on to the plumbing projects. Now, let me tell you about these plumbing projects. First of all, you might remember a couple months ago, maybe a month ago or so, I was doing this plumbing project. Well, actually, I did two plumbing projects then, too, and I did two again today, the same two, actually. The first one was a month ago or so, I moved the... I cleaned out the overflow drain from the dishwasher because it kept backing up and flowing all over the counter, and I told you about that on another podcast. But when I was doing that at that time, I discovered that there was that it was connected to right directly to the sink drain, and that it didn't have to go up to the overflow thing, but that's the way they had connected it. So today, I actually disconnected that overflow drain and connected the drain from the dishwasher directly to the sink drain. So now I won't hear all that gurgling noise when the dishwasher's running. I don't hear the dishwasher because I have a pretty nice dishwasher and it's very quiet, but when the water drains out, it was going up to that airflow overflow thing and making all that gurgling sound. So now I shouldn't hear that. Well, after I connected that up, I ran it through a rinse cycle because I don't have the dishwasher full, and nothing leaked out, so I think I did a pretty good job there. Then I moved on to my sink in my bathroom. Now, the last plumbing project I did in my sink in my bathroom was cleaning out the pee trap in the drain. Well, this time my intention was to completely replace the drain that connects to the sink. Now, I'll try to get a mental picture of this. When you look in your sink, you've got like a silver ring where the stopper goes, and you pull up the thing and it pulls the stopper down, it lets the water fill up in your sink. Well, around that silver ring, I kept getting this like rust stains, and I would use soft scrub and I would scrub them away, and then a couple of weeks later they would come back. And so what I was thinking was the plumber's putty that they used to attach that silver ring to the sink had worn away and the metal underneath was rusting through. So I thought, okay, I actually have to replace this whole thing. So that's actually what I bought at Home Depot today. I got a whole new drain system to put on the sink, and I was just going to disconnect it and install a brand new one. But what I found out is when I was taking it apart and taking that little silver ring out, it just kind of unscrews. And when I pulled it off, there was no plumber's putty underneath it. So luckily at the Home Depot, I bought a little tub of plumber's putty, and I just, you know, I don't know if you all are at all, handy men at all or know anything, or handy women for that matter. I need another drink of the wine, but I probably won't burp. Let's see. It's getting better each time I drink it. Anyway, so I just rolled up a little like snake of plumber's putty, and well, first of all, I cleaned off the old drain, got all the old plumber's putty and all the old gook and stuff off there, cleaned out that little part and cleaned off the sink part where the rust was and totally scrubbed that clean, and as I said, rolled up a snake of plumber's putty, wrapped it around the drain and screwed it back on there and tightened it up underneath. And as you tighten it up underneath the sink, all the plumber's putty gets squeezed out, at least all the excess plumber's putty, so you just have to like peel that off, and then your drain is set. And it worked. I didn't have to actually replace the whole thing. So now I actually have a return trip to Home Depot to return that drain set that I have, which won't be a problem. I'll do that on Thursday. So I felt very successful in my two plumbing jobs today. I was very pleased with myself being the butch man kind of thing, doing all the plumbing jobs and stuff. So after that, I was tired. But so I got the plumbing done, and I got the cleaning of the bathrooms done. So now my bathrooms are spotless. And just in time for tomorrow, because tomorrow my artist friend Bob is coming up from Central Virginia. Oh, I said I wasn't going to burp, but I did. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. God, that's twice now. At least I'm not clearing my throat like I did on yesterday's show, because I'm drinking something, so I think that's what's keeping my throat from tickling. Anyway, as I was saying, I cleaned the bathrooms because my artist friend Bob is coming up tomorrow because we have a photo shoot. He's got two models planned for us to shoot, and I wanted to have the bathroom clean because they use the boyfriend's bathroom when they're here. So that's tomorrow, and I really don't know too much about these models, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of photographs I can take. And then on Wednesday, I am driving down to Central Virginia to my friend Bob's house, because he lives on the northern neck of Virginia, and we're going to actually do some artwork. And in preparation for that, today I worked, well, actually pretty much all afternoon, well, I should say 2 hours in the afternoon, I worked on printing out artwork and working on a computer and doing all these things that I to set up to doing the artwork. And if all goes well, I'll have about 40 pieces of artwork to put on eBay. It all depends on how much time, because the part that I will do at Bob's house is really just the beginning. Then I have to sit down and actually get the paints out, and anyway, that's all complicated process. But I already have enough. I've got enough work for Bob to put on eBay so that I won't have to work for a couple months, but it'll take me a couple months to do all of this stuff in my free time. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow and Wednesday, is the photo shoot and the artwork with Bob. Now I wanted to talk about some email I got. I got email from Paul. I know I'm not going to say his last name. I never know if he wants me to say his last name or mine or not, but he sent me to a link for this piece of software called MP3 Gain. And what you do is, it's a open source for the Mac, a piece of software that basically checks the volume of an MP3 file to see what it sounds like to the human ear, and it will adjust certain parts of the MP3 file so that people don't hear, you know, the highs and the lows. And I used it on yesterday's show, so you might have noticed a difference in that I, you know, if I spoke too loud or spoke too soft, that you'll actually be able to hear it using this piece of software. So I wanted to thank Paul for that, and I think it's working, because I listened to the show from yesterday, and it sounds like the volume is relatively even all the way through. So thank you for that piece of software, Paul. And then I got an email from Mike Hipp. Yes, Mike Hipp of Candles by Phoebes, but more notably from podcastsoup.net. He sent me, well, first of all, he told me about his low-key Christmas that he and his partner had, because I had talked on the show yesterday about how I cleaned my house and took down my Christmas tree, and he said that they pretty much had a low-key Christmas too, that his partner played video games and stuff, and he just kind of enjoyed the day. But then he gave me a new piece of artwork for the link to his website, podcastsoup.net. And because at one time he had provided a whole bunch of different pieces of artwork for everybody who does links to his website, and I picked one that I thought was appropriate for my site, but he sent out a new piece that is much more appropriate for my site in terms of the colors blue and black, I think. So I went ahead and updated the website today with his new piece of artwork. So thank you, Mike. Speaking of Mike, last night as I was in bed reading my book before I went to sleep, I lit my Blackberry Cassis candle from Mike Hipp's Candles by Phoebes, and it was a nice way to, end the evening. Well, because it was making me think of the boyfriend, I should say, because I'm missing him. But I wasn't going to talk about that. So anyway, back to Mike Hipp. Thank you, Mike Hipp, for the email and the link artwork. I went ahead and updated the website today. Now, today, this is probably the last, or I don't know what, but today was the 1 year anniversary of the tsunami in Asia. And, you know, there was like 230,000 people were killed and many, many countries were affected and all of that. But here's the thing. If you think about it, it's, well, I'm sure it's not that far off from thinking about it, but I was actually thinking about this afternoon, this evening when I was watching the news, because they were having this special, not really special, I keep talking like that. They had a segment on the news about the tsunami and how, you know, a year later, so much has not been done and so much of the money that has been donated has not been spent correctly and all of that kind of thing, which is what you expect to happen in disasters like that. But the point I was going to make was that as Americans, we probably don't think about the tsunami very much at all. And I was trying to, you know, think of why that is. And I came up with the reason that it's so far away. It's on the other side of the world from us. And most people don't know anybody who is from that area or even lives there and may have been affected by the tsunami or had relatives killed in the tsunami. It's just like, as Americans, we're so far removed from it that we don't even think about it. And I think that's probably true of most disasters that happen in other parts of the world, that we're disconnected from it. Kind of like, this is probably not a good analogy, but I'm going to say kind of like how Bush is disconnected from the average American. But I just think that, because when I saw that on the news, I was realizing, well, you know, I really haven't thought about the tsunami at all until they mentioned it, that this was the year anniversary of it. And I don't know about anybody else, but I just really haven't been thinking about it. And I certainly didn't donate anything to it or know anybody or certainly not directly affected by it. And I'm thinking that that's probably why we don't think about it, is because we're disconnected from it. We just don't have that direct connection. However, on the other side of the coin is the Katrina disaster, and probably how, maybe not everyone, but there are a lot of people who know someone who was affected by Katrina, and obviously my boyfriend had a very direct connection to it. His parents were completely affected by it and are still being affected by it 4 months later. So, you know, it's just that I think that when disasters happen in the United States, of course people have, you know, more connection to it, and when they're far away, we have no connection to it. So I was just thinking about that today. And thinking about the amount of people, 230,000 people were killed. That's almost, you know, unfathomable. Fathomable? How do you say that word? I sound like John Ong. Fathomable? I can't say that word. Anyway, it's like, you can't think about it. It's too many people. Oh, excuse me. Speaking of John Ong, I listened to his show today. He had a very informative show today about Kwanzaa. He had a guest on there who listens to his show, and the guest, I can't remember his name, but he totally filled us in about Kwanzaa, because, you know, Kwanzaa started today. And one thing I didn't really realize about Kwanzaa listening to John Ong's show made me realize this, that Kwanzaa is not a religious celebration at all. It's completely cultural. And I didn't know that. So, John Ong, you actually informed me or educated me today. I guess I had that confusion, because it seems like all the Kwanzaa celebrations, they seem like they're religious, because like the Kinara, where you light the candles in the Kinara, is the same thing. Mirrors the whole Hanukkah thing about lighting the menorah, that kind of thing. So I guess I always just thought in my head that Kwanzaa was a religious celebration, and I didn't really realize that it was a cultural celebration. So thank you, John Ong, for the education today. Now that's pretty much all I have for today. So and tomorrow is the photo shoot, so I'm going to try to get my artist friend Bob to sit down for a podcast. It all depends on how much time we have. And actually, I'm very tempted to ask the model if he will either talk on video or talk on the podcast about modeling. But it all depends on if he'll do it or not, so we'll see how that goes. And then Wednesday, of course, I already said this, that I'm going to my friend Bob's house to do art. But I should be able to record a show tomorrow night for tomorrow night. I should be able to record a show tonight for you, Tuesday night, and have it for Wednesday. It just depends on how tired I am. Anyway, I got to stop talking. So that's the show for today, boys and girls. I want to remind you to call the comment line, 1-206-600-4763. And, of course, leave comments on the website and send me email. And speaking of comments on the website, I know there was a comment left by... Okay, he left it a couple days... Or he put it on a post from a couple days ago. I just have to find it here. Nope, that's not it. Where did he put that? Talking about... Oh, you know, I just found another one on my Christmas video from David. I love Nat King Cole in the background. How wonderfully traditional. Have a Christmas, both of you. Oh, that was nice. Now, where is this comment from? Aw, man, I can't find it. Nope, that's not it. I'm wasting time, and this is sounding terrible. Oh, anonymous left. Oh, I didn't even see this comment. Let me read this. This was left by Anonymous. Glad to hear the governor is enlightened. Having formerly been in education, secondary school, I have been interested in how often you and the boyfriend both are... How open you and the boyfriend both are about your sexuality. I realize I'm from a different generation, but cannot imagine that it all has changed so much. How have you both decided that such forthrightness in your discussions with one another, as well as the boyfriend having been a subject of your nude photography, would not ultimately cause you trouble with your respective jobs? It's hard to believe that you are in that much more enlightened an area than Missouri. But hey, at any rate, I enjoy your show a great deal. Anonymous, who are you? He did leave an email. Who is that? KC55MO. I guess that's Kansas City, Missouri, 55 years old. In any case, KC55MO, that's a really good question. I'm going to save that to discuss with the boyfriend, because that's a really good topic to have on a show about how we feel this might affect our jobs. That's a good question. So thank you there, mister. That's a topic for another show. I appreciate that. And Beth left a comment on the Christmas wreath because I posted a Christmas wreath on the website and said Merry Christmas. And Beth said, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas, Archer. I hope you had a good day, even though the boyfriend wasn't with you." Well, as you probably heard on the show, Beth, I did. So thank you for the comment. I'm so glad to see that you're back and listening to the shows. Anyway, this has gone on long enough, so I'm going to end the show here, boys and girls, and remind you about the comments and stuff. So again, you know how to do that. So thank you for listening. Stay subscribed. And until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.